You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very ebullient evening, really. I use the word very carefully because the bulls came in, they saw and they conquered. Sensex ended at a record high, Nifty managed to close above 11,000. RIL, that is Reliance Industries Limited, surged 4% ahead. The Sensex ended up 282.48 points, or 0.78%, to close at 36,548, while the Nifty was up 74.9 points, or 0.68%, to close at 11,023. These will be the top pieces of news that we will be discussing as we sip chai and take a leisurely walk down the Lal Street. Welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh.
An evening walk down the Lal Street.
Driven by positive global cues as well as a good start to earnings season, backed by Tata Consultancy Services, pushed the markets to fresh records on Thursday. Investors looked to cash in on the bullish momentum as buying was visible across sectors. Having said that, the street closed off the day's high points. The Sensex slipped over 100 points after notching its record high. Nifty, meanwhile, managed to cross the 11,000 mark for the first time since February the 1st and maintained the momentum through the afternoon. It closed above the psychological 11,000 mark. At the close of market hours, like I said earlier, the Sensex ended up 282 points, or 0.78%, to close at 36,548, while the Nifty was up 74.9 points, or 0.68%, to close at 11,023. Nifty 50, that is the 50 share index, is less than 2% away from its previous record high of 11,171 that we saw on the 28th of January earlier this year. The broader markets were not the same story, however. Nifty mid-cap index remained in the red for most part of the session. It was a similar story with the small caps as well. What were some of the reasons that may have driven the markets to the kind of highs that it saw today? Well, Reliance Industries may well have been one of the reasons. The stock reclaimed its market cap level of $100 billion after 2008, with its current market capitalization now standing at 6.83 lakh crore rupees. HDFC Twins, that is HDFC Bank and HDFC, and Reliance Industries were the top contributors to Nifty's gain today, while the top losers were Infosys, Vedanta and Mahindra & Mahindra. HDFC Bank, ICICI and IndusInd Bank contributed nearly 135 points on their own to Nifty Bank gain. Gautam Duggar, head of research at Motilal Oswal Institutional Equities, said in a statement, and I quote, "Markets have crossed all-time highs on the back of global cues as well as solid start to earnings season with TCS beating expectations. The divergence between large caps and mid caps have widened in 2018, with mid cap and small cap indices still down 15-20% from the top. Even within Nifty, select high-quality stocks with earnings visibility are driving the index," he went on to say. Going forward, Gautam expects range-bound movement on the market, citing a busy political calendar. His statement went on to further say, and I quote, "Our relative preference stays with large caps as mid caps are still trading at premium to large caps. We like consumption, auto, private financials and IT," unquote. Remember those? Consumption, auto, private financials and IT. That is according to head of research at Motilal Oswal. Part two of the podcast always involves some stocks that were in news, and Reliance Industries was the one that made the biggest news today. It rallied upwards to end 4% higher and reached an intraday high of 1,098.8 rupees. The stock has been seeing an upward rise for the fifth consecutive day, with overall gains of 13% in the period. The company has also crossed the $100 billion market capitalization mark yet again. We also had Ashok Buildcon shares, which rose as much as 17% in today before closing 5% higher as the company decided to go ex-bonus. The company proposed bonus issue in the ratio of 1:2. Another stock in the news, Coal India. It managed to end flat before gaining 2% following news of a probable 1.5% divestment by the government by the end of August this year. L&T also surged 2% higher as the construction arm of the company bagged an order worth 2,388 crore rupees. It all happens over a coffee. Share price of Coffee Day Enterprises rose 2% after its subsidiary entered into an agreement with Uber Eats to distribute food products. And lastly, shares of retail apparel. Trent saw profit booking in the last hour as the stock rallied 7.5% in today, but closed over 2% higher. Jefferies, the brokerage firm, has upgraded the stock to buy from hold. And finally, we can't all be navel gazers. We have to look out and find out what's happening in the rest of the world. Markets in Europe, which are still trading, are trading higher as investors look to bounce back from sharp losses seen earlier on the back of US-China trade war fears. The pan-European Stock 600 was up nearly 0.4% at the time of me telling you this. Meanwhile, the Asian markets have ended higher as investors too look to shrug off trade war fears, even as the United States has threatened fresh tariffs. Mainland China's Shanghai Composite closed up 2.18% at 2,838.3, while Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 1.17% or 255.75 points to close at 22,187.96. Well, that's all the big news that transpired on Dalal Street. The big news, of course, was the all-time highs. Doesn't get bigger than that, or will it? That's what we'll find out tomorrow on the last day of the trading week. Will we see the momentum in Nifty continue? Is it going to be a range-bound movement, or are we going to see some all-time highs on the Nifty as well? We'll find out all of that during the course of tomorrow's trade, but we will see you even before that with a morning walk down Dalal Street and some stocks for you to pick. That'll be first thing in the morning. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.